Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week on DeveloperWorks, we talk about bringing IBM CICS applications to the world of mobile applications. But first, let's look at what else is new on DeveloperWorks this week.
Zafar Gilani and Salman Ulhaq have published a how-to guide on DeveloperWorks to show developers how to analyze large data sets with Hive. The big data industry has mastered the art of gathering and logging terabytes of data, but the challenge is to base forecasts and make decisions derived from this real data. This article presents a use case for analyzing call data records with Hive to gain insights into customer usage patterns. Arup Pal has published a how-to guide on DeveloperWorks called Using the Global Cache in WebSphere Message Broker. The new Global Cache feature in WebSphere Message Broker version 8.0.0.1 enables you to store and reference data in an embedded memory cache or an external WebSphere Extreme Scale Grid. This article shows you how to implement a global cache to store and access reference data for use by message flows. IBM has announced a 90-day trial of IBM Smart Cloud Services. IBM Smart Cloud Services lets you develop, test, and quickly deploy applications to the cloud with minimal resources. IBM Smart Cloud Services helps you build innovative solutions quicker by using patterns of expertise that automate many tasks and gives you access to many pre-built virtual machine images for you to use. After August 30th, 2013, IBM will no longer accept requests for this trial, so sign up today to get started.
Don't forget that you can get links to all those items at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. My guest this week on DeveloperWorks is Reggie Barossa. He's an IBM Executive IT Specialist, and he's just written an article for DeveloperWorks describing how to modernize existing IBM ZOS applications by using service-oriented architecture to move it to a smartphone. Reggie, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. Tell us about the business motivations behind the article.
Hi, Calvin. Thanks to bring me to this. And the idea is that on those days we need to do things faster. And usually customers, they have a lot of applications on the mainframe. That's an example using CICS. So we need to make a fast way to move that to the smartphones. That's what people are trying to use on those days. So one easy way and the fast way and the very good performance is using web services, and that's my article for. Basically, you make a transformation of CICS web service and connect them to the smartphone using IBM WorkLight.
Reggie, walk us through the steps your article covers to build the mobile app around CICS transactions.
Well, there is two main steps. The first is to create web services from CICS using Rational Developer for Season Z and CICS capabilities. And the second step is to create the interface for those services. And we use the WorkLight adapters. Then you create the client application.
Thanks, Reggie. Now, I know in your article you focus on CICS transactions because there's so many of them out there, but does this approach apply beyond CICS transactions?
Oh, yes. In fact, you can use this this framework for different languages and different transaction servers. You can do even for IMS, RPG, PA1. Just create web services, could be SOAP or could be RESTful web service. Then you go ahead and create the adapters and to connect the WorkLight. So that's a very open architecture, nothing proprietary, and IBM provides all the tools that might help on that.
You can get a link to Reggie's article and the great resources section at the end of that article by going to ibm.com/developerworks/this week. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.